And here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey, yo, I'm Addy.
Hey, yo, I'm Mo, and I'm glad to be here recording We Talk Wrestling instead of being at work, because this week at work I have kitchen duty.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
People poop in your kitchen?
And speaking of Monday Night Raw, how was the build to WrestleMania?
It was kitchen duty.
It sure as hell was. Yeah, except for one segment.
Maybe two.
Maybe two. Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah.
I guess we're going to preview Mania.
What?
Huh?
There's a pay-per-view.
Yeah. TNA Wrestling, or X Division Extravaganza.
Yes, it's on 37 times on my cable system as we look at
it. Yep. I'll get it for $10.
$10, very good deal.
It'll be $20 for you.
Yes. So I will not. It's in HD as well.
It's in HD, 3.5 hours blocked off there.
Mm-hmm.
Pay-per-view starting on Friday night.
Yes.
All X Division. So all trios matches, right?
It must be. Yes. Because that's consistent with their storylines.
Mm-hmm.
And all their pay-per-views are going to be consistent with their storylines now.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh,
except when they're not.
Except for when they're not. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about WrestleMania.
What is that?
I'm coming home. Mm. Coming home.
You visited my mom?
Tell the world I'm coming home.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a little... I did visit your mom.
Mm. Mm.
She's a coming hoe.
Mm.
Tell
a common hoe?
She's a common hoe.
Working hard.
Working hard as she can.
She's a common hoe. we need that as our theme music now at the beginning, but it's too late. We already got Owen in there.
That's true.
Speaking of Owen, let's talk about that.
Yeah, they settled the lawsuit out of court.
Yeah, the lawsuit basically was because WWE had failed to pay Martha Hart when she found out that he had been in a bunch of DVDs and probably about $100,000 that she was owed.
And he was a part of a bunch of baby butt wipes as well.
Just a comment, though.
Oh, enough about Martha. But what had happened, she doesn't know anything about it, she doesn't follow anything, she has no ties to wrestling whatsoever, so she had no idea that there were DVDs and things with Owen's matches and likeness and royalties that needed to be paid, and so 10 years later she finds out about this and wants to be paid. WWE's counter was always that in 1999 Martha wrote them a letter saying, leave me alone, I want nothing to do with you, do not send me a dime.
Mm-hmm.
Don't send me any money. And so they said, okay, we can do that. And so they didn't.
Yeah.
So that is essentially the only sticking point to the lawsuit
she was also trying to get them to make it so they couldn't make any further or DVDs have his appearances, all that type of stuff.
All of that bullshit, though, got thrown out.
Yeah, exactly.
It all got thrown out. It all came down to the fact that you owe me money, pay me the money, and their defense was you told us not to. And now I've changed my mind, I want it, or whatever.
Yeah.
And so that's the stick of which she would have wanted.
And let's face it. And let's face it. Yeah, exactly. They had to turn around and say, if they owed her the money, they had to offer it to her, whether or not she would take it. They had to. And
she
didn't
even.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, and I don't blame her.
And it was announced by Martha, Vince, and Linda, which surprised me that Linda was there. But,
so of course, I guess that gets, I mean, I suspect that all this means that we'll never see Owen in the Hall of Fame. But when you hear the three of them are together, maybe, I mean, I think at this point they want it. I know Brett wants it real goddamn bad.
Yeah, I think the door is now open for that. And as I said, and they would, they would do that. I mean, quite frankly, Brett wants it. Brett would induct.
Yeah.
And Bruce would accept.
Mm-hmm.
And there you are. If maybe Oj would accept. You know, mm-hmm.
if he could get off working at Swiss
LA.
Yeah.
So, but I think that's a likely possibility. Anyway, it's not impossible now, I guess, is the best way.
We'll never see it, but I guess it's possible.
It's possible, exactly.
Yeah.
So,
I just don't want to get my hopes up on it.
No, that's
I also don't care about the Hall of Fame.
The Hall of Fame.
Yeah, don't give a shit.
Mention the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, the Hall of Fame.
Booker T's going in the Hall of Fame.
Don't give a shit.
Stevie Ray's going to induct him.
Maybe. Those two don't get along. So
Duck has guts to know.
Yeah.
I hope he calls people yaks.
I hope so, too.
Yeah. Mick Foley's going to the Hall of Fame.
What?
Mick Foley's going to the Hall of Fame.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't think so. He's not going to be on TV.
He is going to be on TV.
That means he's going to edit it.
Yes.
He's going to edit this shit out of the show to fit him and Trish and Stephanie, who's a much bigger star than Mick Foley.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Yeah.
And
Vince and Donald.
And Vince is inducting Arnold is inducting Bruno Sammartino. Terry Funk, of course, inducting Mick Foley.
Terry Funk will get longer to induct Mick Foley than he got to accept his own speech.
Yes.
That's the irony, because when he did it, they had that three-minute rule.
Yeah.
And he was accepting with
Dory.
Dory Funk Jr.
Oh,
yeah, I think they...
Haas.
Yeah, Haas, yeah. I think they each got a minute and a half, I believe, or something crazy.
Something ridiculous.
Yeah, so that was a bad year. Of course, Ric Flair, I think, was the reason why, because he went so incredibly long the year before or something. So.
Yeah, I think that's what it was, too, yeah. But... No, I think that, so we said that, and then, of course, Bob Backlund going in, and Maria Menounos going to induct Bob Backlund.
So the idols are there.
Arnold, Vince, Stephanie, Maria Menounos, Stevie Ray, and Terry Funk.
Well, we'll see about Stevie Ray. Probably Stevie Ray, but like I say, those two, I mean, him and Booker T, I mean, I remember, they haven't talked in years.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what the status is. They were on again, off again.
There was definitely, they had a business venture. And that didn't end well.
No.
A wrestling school, in fact, I believe it was.
Could be. I mean, you could see someone like Goldust.
Yep.
You know, induct him as well. I mean.
You never know. Teddy Long, Goldust. I mean, there's a billion people.
Teddy Long could do a really bad job, and that could further the angle.
Yeah. Like a Booker T turning heel?
He could play a Blackjack Lanza.
Yeah.
Maybe get like a paint canvas.
Mm-hmm.
You know? See it here? This is the paint canvas.
Yeah, this is not an audio.
It doesn't matter. It was
audio
that
podcast.
Bad.
Yeah.
Blackjack Lanza was that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. What else do we need to be talking about? WrestleMania here. WrestleMania. Expectations within the company is for 1.3 million buys. Yes, it is. Yeah. This year. Yes.
That's funny.
That is funny. What do you think the buy rate will be for this particular program?
I'm going to say 700,000 domestic.
Yeah.
450 international for 1.15.
Okay. I'm in a similar range. I figured 1.1, so 700,000 and 400,000. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, might even be 350 to 400, you know. That's
Yeah,
but
absolutely. It should have been the 1.3. It should have been. It's not.
It's not going to be, no.
No.
Saturday Night Live is live tomorrow.
On Friday?
Saturday Night Live is live this week. New York, of course.
I understand you have a new theme song for John Cena. How's it go?
I thank your mom. I use my song. I thank my mom. It was so wrong.
Catchy. You also have a new one for Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. I thank your mother. I thank your mom. I thank your mother. I thank your mom. She doesn't give me herpes.
Yeah. And we've probably said this before. I don't know if we've ever said this on the radio. I mean, we sit around before the podcast, and we eat, and we watch some wrestling on TV and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, we need to record everything, because this is exciting now what we're doing for each other.
Yeah. This is
basically
what we do.
This is the genius, obviously.
Full of glory and renown.
Off-air.
Full of glory and renown.
Yeah.
But, 1.3, so we're thinking about the same in terms of... I just wonder if Saturday Night Live, if there will be a WWE, it being in New York, if they'll make an appearance with the NBC synergy there. If something will happen on the Saturday Night Live, Melissa McCarthy's inducting or is presented or hosting whatever. So it's, I mean, there's no real.
Who is?
The Mike and Molly. Bridesmaids.
Yeah.
Thing. But
her cousin Jenny is going to be one of the tweet ambassadors for WWE during the event.
She's going to be a Twitterer.
She was a 18 years ago was she? Was it that she was in WrestleMania?
Yes, 18 years ago with Big Daddy Cool Diesel.
Yeah.
WrestleMania 11.
Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, Pamela
Anderson. Nobody gave a shit. She was like a throw-on.
Oh, yeah,
she
yeah.
was like,
yeah.
you know,
no, they,
literally.
Yeah, she threw herself on some guys.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But I think that's when John Cena first got into wrestling, because one of his fans sang the national anthem that that year.
That's true, that's true. So, what's that? You got a text?
I have received an email from the anonymous Raw General Manager.
It is the same fucking sound.
And I quote. But yeah, they're gonna have a lot of Twitterates on the thing. I mean, I think that's in relation to their they're having that auction or whatever.
Yeah, for raise money for both victims of the hurricane or something.
Yeah,
like that,
Hurricane
yeah.
Sandy. Their social media ambassador for WrestleMania will be Gabriel Iglesias, who's a comedian.
Mm.
He's kind of like you, except funny.
Mm.
Fat. Mm.
I've seen him. I've seen him.
Yeah.
He steals other people's jokes, right?
I think that's him, yes.
Yeah.
But he's Mexican, so it's allowed.
You're saying if you're Mexican, you're expected to steal?
No.
Lie?
You're allowed.
Cheat?
Cheat and steal, yeah. Know what they do? This is what wrestling has taught me.
Hey, we're on fucking fire tonight. What else we got going on? You notice that we're avoiding anything we can to talk about actual Raw and WrestleMania?
I know.
Like, we're doing whatever we can. Because it just, oh, Jesus.
What did you think about the Paul Bearer ashes gimmick on Raw?
Well, that was the one. Wait a second. Okay, let me explain Raw to you here. Raw.
I'm drunk, I'm famous, I'm drunk, I'm nobody, I'm drunk, I'm fucking dead.
Done.
Big fat dead guy in a bathtub, there's your title for you.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm not dying anytime soon.
Oh.
I don't take baths.
That's true. I can smell.
And we do all this for you guys for free.
We do, I know. I know. PayPal at Addy, ADDIE, Addy. But Paul Bearer, there was a story started to get out maybe that there was a little bit of a double cross with his sons that's come out to say, no, that's not the case. It was taken out of context. He was commenting that it was merely hard to watch it unfold, I guess, because of the emotion or whatnot.
So. Well, yeah, I mean, especially when CM Punk says a line like, you know, Paul Bearer's streak of waking up in the mornings is over, just like your streak of WrestleMania is going to be over.
Yeah.
That's just a little fucking harsh, isn't it? Like, it's just a little bit where you go, eh. Like, there's a way to do it and even be a disgusting heel and get heat, and then there's that.
Yeah.
You know, so as far as the actual angle itself, odd to close Raw with it, I felt, on the go-home segment.
I thought so, too.
I know they wanted to go off the air with something heavy and hard. And I understand. I mean, you had an angle. It was pretty original because it was an angle where the heel got a prolonged beatdown segment on the babyface.
Mm-hmm.
And we hadn't seen that before. Like, for instance, when Team Hell No got the beat up on the prolonged beatdown you know, segment by Big E.
Or Jack Swagger.
Or Jack Swagger. Or, say, Don Dongo and Jericho. Yeah, like you say, Swagger and Rodriguez. It was really original that we only saw that four times in one show.
Yes, that's exactly.
In 3 hours.
I mean,
like that was, I mean, that's what I was, when I'm watching, I'm literally going, if I hadn't seen this three times earlier tonight, this exact same angle,
mm-hmm.
a prolonged heel beat down, it would be a hell of a lot more effective for me.
I didn't see Raw in...
Filling the ashes was just lame.
Yeah, I didn't see Raw in order. I saw it, like, the last hour first kind of thing, this is what happened, and... like, I was kind of surprised. And I was
telling you just watch a different segment.
Well, that was after, and I didn't know if The Rock had been on or Cena had been on or blah, had been on yet. So when I looked at the time, I'm like, can't be ending on this when Taker and he was going to eviscerate him. I'm like, first of all, how the fuck do you know?
Yeah.
And how do I verbally? Well, still, how the fuck do you know? I mean, just eviscerate. I'm like, yeah, he's known for his promos. But, I mean, so I'm like, they can't be ending on this. This is fucked. This show is going long. And no, they ended on that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to do well again. At 1.1 million buys is
highly successful.
Fucking the $1 million gate. I mean,
and the key is
how
much can they use that momentum to further a big buy rate, a bigger than even last year for Extreme Rules. And that's a big part of it too. But yeah, I mean, it is. I just don't see it selling a lot. Like, I don't see Raw selling a lot of tickets. I don't see anything since the Elimination Chambers that sold a lot of extra tickets, if anything. And you know,
like we talked about, really since that match with Punk and Cena, it's all kind of been downhill from there.
It's been 5 weeks of holding pattern.
And that's what they're talking about now is that the Extreme Rules.
And the ratings, by the way, have said this too, because they peaked, right? I mean, they're going up there to 3.4, 3.5. And they might have gotten to a 3.6 even.
Yeah.
And now they're back to 3.1.
That's
right. 3.3, 3.2, 3.1 now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it basically says everybody's like, oh, we've seen everything we need to see. I mean, your go-home show gets that. I mean, it wasn't a strong go-home show. It was a show that hit all the right things. But I'm telling you again, if too many of the same angles, and it's okay if they had spread those angles out over 4 or 5 weeks.
That's the thing. Or even over a couple of shows, you know.
Yeah,
over,
yeah.
Yeah, like even I'd give you even 2 weeks, 4 shows. Do some on SmackDown, some on Raw, right?
That's fine. But,
yeah.
I mean, it's a show doing all the right things, and yet it's just a show that's happening.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make you excited in any way. I have a question for you, though, because we're talking about Punk and Undertaker, and that's the go-home thing.
Yes.
It's obviously not the main event, but it is the third. I'd say it's third from the top, right?
Yeah.
My question for you is, what would make you want to see this be? I mean, it's hard to imagine Undertaker going 21-0 and that being it. 21-0 just seems like a weird, unless you're a Blackjack fan, just seems like a weird number to me, but I guess it's possible.
Aces and eights.
Yeah, well, that was a dead man's end. But,
rest in peace.
What makes you want to see what would make you go, fuck, that should be his last match more? If it's a great match or if it's a horrible match?
Well, I mean, again, I think the idea, it would be great to go out on top.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, again, I think that's with everybody. Shawn Michaels went out, you know, on top.
Yeah.
You know, it was longer, but he had that great match and he was gone, right?
Yeah.
I think you would rather do that.
Not you. Not him. Or not WWE. You. What makes you think, Christ, that should be, I don't want to see him again, if it's a great match or a horrible match?
For me, it's unfortunately going to be when he has that horrible match.
Yeah,
because he only comes back once a year.
Yeah.
So I mean, the last 3 years,
and he's 1 year older every time.
Yeah,
and if this is a horrible match, you're gonna go fuck. I don't think he can have a great match unless Shawn Michaels comes out of retirement.
Yeah, exactly. Now it's because what's gonna happen? He's done 3 years in a row or 4 years in a row, right?
Tremendous matches.
Yeah,
sort of.
You know,
yeah.
or great. Yeah. You know, good, great matches.
I didn't find last year's match with Triple H great.
But
I loved the year before.
But it wasn't a bad match.
No, not a bad match. No.
And so now you get.
To tell you the truth, even before that, Edge, Batista, Orton.
He's had a string. I mean, but
yeah.
He actually started off shitty with the
obviously
the Jakes and the Snukas and the Gonzalez and the Bundys and the Mark Henrys and all and the, you know, the Canes. I mean, but he's actually gotten better as he's gotten older, you know,
in terms
of those matches. But it's when he doesn't have it, that match, then, like, now it's like, okay, I'll watch Undertaker and Punk because, yeah, he's 1 year older, but let's see what he's got, and he's got the last
that
6 years on his side, right?
Yeah. And,
so,
and it is. It is that, hey, you know what? I want to see. It is that curiosity, like you say. It is the same idea of, are they going to put that belt actually on this Ryback guy or not?
Yeah.
It's that same thing. Is he actually going to be able to have a good match again or not?
Yeah.
Like, you wonder because you don't know. But then again, if it's really bad, I'm going to go, Christ, now he's got to come back next year, but the odds of him having a great match next year is that much. Every year, it's like a 10% diminishing chance.
Well, but if he has a bad match, then it's like when he tries to come back next year, and he'll be like, yeah, remember how bad that was last year?
Yeah, exactly. And then how do you possibly have a great, unless he can get Jericho next year,
well,
how does he have a great match?
And it was like when you said Jericho, it was like when Jericho was coming back
at
the Rumble, right? It was a surprise deal. Had they hyped that up, I would have been like, eh, whatever, his last comeback was shitty.
Yeah.
Right? The comeback before it was shitty. This comeback's been great.
Yeah.
And largely unassuming great.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
He went from, with the thing with Shawn Michaels, to being dominantly great,
mm-hmm.
and very vocally great, to coming back, doing that thing with Punk and Ziggler, and you know, this shit.
Yep.
And then, now he's come back quiet, unassuming, but great again,
yep.
right? So, it's, same idea, right?
Yeah.
Next year, though, if we're going to do Brock and Rock, again, the vocalness is starting to be for Cena and Taker.
Yeah, well, again, but, and will that be a great match? Like I say, it's especially if he doesn't have a good match with Punk.
But then
you have
the
a great match.
Match
with Cena.
Cena and Taker, though, is the match where it won't need to be great. You know what I mean? It's
Hogan Rock?
Yeah, it's Hogan Andre, Hogan Rock. Or I shouldn't even say it's Hogan Rock. Yeah, it's not Hogan
yeah.
Andre because they
yeah,
actually
it's
fought
Hogan
before.
Rock.
Taker and Cena have never fought before, so this is the one and only time you're going to see that, probably, right?
Yeah.
Once in a lifetime. So, but that doesn't necessarily need to be great to sell.
No.
Right? So I could do that.
No, but I mean, I don't want, if he has a bad match this year and next year is Wrestling Undertaker, I don't know that'll be a great match either. I don't know personally that I want him going out on two average matches, two-star matches or whatever. That's my fear. I mean, if he has a great match, I'll be like, fuck, that's it, cut it off. Because every year it feels like you're pushing the,
mm-hmm.
if you're pushing the issue
yeah.
that you're going to, you know.
Yeah, just, you got no one to hold them, no one to fold them, right? No one
yeah.
to walk away, no one to run. So
exactly.
It's, yeah, you're definitely true. But I could see, I wouldn't, you know, good match, bad match, even in between match against Punk, I would like to see him fight Cena next year.
Well, it does make sense. It does make sense, Mania 30.
Yeah.
But that means, again, fuck, you really want to do it right? Put Cena heel. Now, again, is the time.
Well, yeah.
That, like, I had a feeling before that last year was a time, and they didn't pull the trigger on it.
Yeah.
And that the time had passed, and for a long time it has. And I get the feeling, though, these last couple shows, two, three shows leading into Mania, that it would be a good time for him to go heel again.
So
especially
think
if he takes on
his run as babyface, that time is up?
That time is not now.
His time to be a heel is now?
Yeah.
I heard an interesting booking idea on
which would suck for Punk, because that means, again, he's no longer number one heel, just like he was never number one babyface.
How's this for a finish? I'm just gonna do this. Is Rock and Cena. And
mm-hmm.
Cena, you know, it's going back and forth, going back and forth, going back and forth. Brock comes down. Rat
mm-hmm.
bump. Brock comes down. F5s. John Cena, he comes down, F5's The Rock, right? Cena's looking all shocked,
mm-hmm.
and whatnot, what have you, and, you know, waits a while, revives the ref, 1-2, Rock finally, you know, does the kick out, right?
Yeah.
Then the ref is still down. CM Punk comes in there,
mm-hmm.
and hits, Rock with something,
uh-huh.
like an object of some sort, going right into that goes right into the AA, 1-2-3 Cena. Cena looks Heyman in the eye, shakes his hand, and you've got Cena, Punk, and Brock as a heel unit.
It feels very WrestleMania 17.
Well, that handshake with Austin and McMahon, sure.
Yeah.
But I just, the group coming out of there with the three of them.
Well, it would be a powerful group. The problem is, I mean, one of them isn't on TV often. But still, I mean, you know.
That's fine.
And it's possible. I could see it. I could see the idea, hey, The Rock beat you at Mania last year. Because you could spin it off storyline-wise that, hey, The Rock beat you at WrestleMania last year. Now he beat CM Punk, my guy. So it's like, I have a reason to hate him more than I hate you. So, you know, it's okay. I'm going to, and same with Cena, it's like, you know what? The enemy of my enemy is my friend, and type deal. So The Rock is my enemy, and, you know, your enemies. I can see how, but it just feels.
You people turned on me. You people chanted boring at me.
Fuck that,
last
caught him
week.
Off guard.
And when I got back, and I got back to the hotel room, nobody in the back would look at me. None of the superstars would look at me, give me the time of day. They look down at me.
Well, even more than that, it's ever since I've been here, nobody back there supported me. Everyone back there thinks I'm lucky,
yeah.
thinks I'm fluky, thinks I don't deserve my spot.
And then
you've resented me yeah. and hated me. None of you have respected how hard I work.
And then last Tuesday, my phone rings.
Yeah.
And I pick up the phone, and it's Paul Heyman. Right? And then you just play it that way. And but that's the way to turn Cena at this point and do Brock and Rock build and
I would agree with you except for one thing.
And it gives Punk something to do, right?
I would agree with you except for one thing.
Hmm.
I think what you're going to see at Extreme Rules is that's where I think you'll see Punk and Brock as a team. So I think the team is probably Cena
and Rock.
And Rock.
Against Punk and Brock.
Yeah, I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, I mean, you could do that too, right? I mean, you definitely...
And that could build to next year's WrestleMania right out of that in
yeah.
many ways, right?
Yeah, but then you've also
You could even do a six-man. I think you could even do a six-man there because there is some talk that Undertaker's going to be there. And there's some talk it's going to be Undertaker and Lesnar. You said, you mentioned this to me, that you heard talk Lesnar.
Right, Lesnar, Undertaker.
And I don't see that, but I could see Undertaker and Rock and Cena on one team.
Yeah.
Against Punk... Brock and what's his name?
Who?
I don't know.
Yeah. That's Orton? I don't know.
I don't know. Whoever turns, yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. So, I mean, yeah.
Or maybe Undertaker and Cena, or Cena and Rock. Who knows?
Yeah. Super Dicks 2.0.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but I could see that. I mean, I like I.
Yeah, how about Brock? Let's just make it a two. Let's just make a tag team.
See,
let's just make Rock and Cena versus Brock and Punk.
Every year that WrestleMania comes,
that's where the turn happens.
Every year WrestleMania comes, and is I don't know. Maybe it's part of me is because it's WrestleMania, and part of me because of this build has been so lackluster. Is just Cena turning at this Mania would give the show something.
Well, I mean,
because you're gonna have some matches.
I agree with you because you don't even have a match that I'm going, Christ, for sure that's gonna be 4 stars.
Mm-hmm.
Like going into last year, I thought that was gonna be the Jericho Punk match. It wasn't.
Right. No, we didn't.
We didn't really have that great, but we thought that was gonna be the match. This year, I mean, I think the show stealer moment. I mean, I'm 100% certain because they kept on talking about how Dolph Ziggler's gonna steal the show. Well, he's in a tag match, so he can't do that. So he's gonna cash in and win the title. I'm sure that will be a moment.
Yeah.
That will be. A moment,
right,
so to speak, but not enough. I agree. Cena, that would be something.
Cena returning, the return of Batista, like something to happen.
Yeah.
You know, something unexpected to happen
yeah.
to me is what's needed to, because I liken back to that used, I mean, that used to happen. I mean,
sure.
Go back to WrestleMania 9, there was a nothing show.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I remember going with the man they call B to go get the paper the next day because, you know, to find out what happened. At it, and you know, it's Hulk Hogan is your WWF champion, and we're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, because he wasn't even the title match.
He wasn't in the title match.
Even the year before,
Warrior
coming
right.
down as the prize. Right?
Yes.
You know,
the return of Elizabeth in that retirement match at Rania 7. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you go to the ladder match and the return of Mr. Perfect and Roddy Piper at WrestleMania 10.
Mm-hmm.
You know, WrestleMania 11, I don't even know what, you know, that had LT, but nothing really, you know, happened. You know, there or
no.
You know, or 12. You had your own levels, right?
Yeah.
In it, but
well, it's a double turn at
13,
obviously. So
yeah,
you know.
That had people talking coming out. That was a match, but I don't see. And again, that's a turn, right?
Yeah,
so that
yeah.
that could be. And then you said,
well, Mike Tyson in 14 actually, you know, turning on DX.
Yeah,
kind of something, right?
Well, like, that was something. Yeah.
yeah.
And then 15, they should have pulled the trigger on the Rock turn, and they didn't. They waited. Too long, in my opinion, on that because that was Vince Russo because people expected it. But even
well,
at,
it wasn't just that. I mean,
even at 15, Hunter turned heel.
Yeah,
Hunter and China reunited and then turned heel later, which I thought was a great
couple
of things on 15. But
yeah.
There's something, right?
Yeah.
And that's not every WrestleMania, but more than often than not, there's something. And this show doesn't feel like it has.
Well, last year there wasn't something at Mania. But we all knew Brock Lesnar was likely coming out the next night on Raw.
That's right.
So that
yeah.
was it.
Yes, exactly. That was last year's main. And again, and it was, but it was also Rock and Cena. Who's
yeah.
going to win?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Both ways could go. You could go either way.
You actually didn't know the result of the main event.
Yes.
And you definitely know the result of every match this
year.
Yeah.
Yes.
Undertaker is definitely winning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, John Cena is almost for certain winning.
Definitely winning. Yeah. Hunter is definitely winning.
Yeah. Definitely.
You know?
Yeah.
Fandango is definitely winning, right? Tons of funky.
Actually, I'm not so sure if Fandango is going to win.
I think he wins his debut, yeah.
I don't. I think Jericho wins, actually.
Tons of
funky. But it doesn't matter.
Definitely winning.
Yeah.
You know, like all the things there, right?
Yeah.
Did you see the times?
I heard something about it. I haven't seen them all.
Yeah,
of them. I believe Ryback and Mark Henry gets 10 minutes, and so does Fandango and Jericho, something like that.
Tons of funk. Said to get 8 minutes.
Okay.
That match.
With eight people.
With the Funkadactyls and shit, yeah.
Including entrances. These are times including entrances, correct?
Yes, these are, yes.
Yeah, so that's
Jericho and Fandango, 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Including entrances.
Yes. Brock and Hunter, 20 to 30.
Mm-hmm.
Team Hell No and Dolph, 15 to 20. This also might turn, their talk about this turning into a six-person, adding Caitlyn and AJ, and putting the women's titles on the line as well. The Divas deal,
okay.
So to talk about doing that.
Hope not, because that'll make a match that was probably 3 to 3.5 stars, probably 3 stars, and that could turn into a 2-star match.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's like,
because
you've added 2 shitty workers. And now all of a sudden you really have 4 shitty workers.
Four.
Yeah.
Everybody, but Dolph and Brian. Yeah. Yeah, Kane's not bad.
Yeah, Kane's pretty shitty.
Yeah, but he could be carried.
He could be carried, yeah. And he's perfect in a tag match.
Yes.
And so is Langston. But nevertheless, they're not great workers, so.
No. But remember when he had that Michael Jackson disease where your skin gets lighter and he was Scott Norton?
I remember that, yeah.
He was on AWA earlier.
Yeah.
The Ryback, Mark Henry, 12 minutes.
12 minutes, oh, okay.
The Shield, 6-man, 15 minutes.
Okay.
Undertaker, Punk, 20.
Okay.
World Heavyweight Title Match, 15.
Okay.
And The Rock and Cena is 25 to 30.
How long did he say again the Triple H and Brock is?
20 to 30.
20 to 30.
And 20 minutes for Undertaker.
Punk. Yeah. So those are an hour. Does this add up?
To something. I don't know.
No, seriously.
Let's see. I'm at 18. I'm at 48, 68, 70, 80, 95, 110, 130, 160.
Yeah, so that's a little less than 3 hours. So that means we're going to have an hour's worth of skits.
Well, and you've got skits. Some
P. Diddy's Living Colors gonna be playing.
Yeah, you're gonna have some video packaging.
Video
shit,
packages.
You know, like look at how we were all week here.
So 3MB will be somewhere doing a comedy skit.
Yeah.
Cesaro will probably be yodeling somewhere.
Yeah, with Snoop Dogg. And yeah. Pee Wee Herman's on his way to WrestleMania.
Well, I think he does a one man show, doesn't he, in Broadway?
Yeah, one man show, 3-man band. There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Or actually, one man show. Wasn't that what he was doing in that theater when he got caught?
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah, that was a minor show. But
a B show.
A B show, yes. The B sharps. Fuck. So, what do you think about Vince McMahon thinking that Fandango is just like the Honky Tonk Man?
I think that makes me think the Fandango sucks again.
Yeah.
Why does he think that?
Well, a wacky gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of out-of-date gimmick. You know, you can't wrestle chance at him. Musical kind of deal. You know, just the cockiness about him, or he hasn't proven.
Well, the thing is, Honky Tonk Man's character wasn't out of place in that era. Fandango's is a bit out of place in this era. Like, there's definitely not,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's one thing. So, I mean, Vince is not. Does he see this as a good thing or a bad thing?
A good thing. Oh, yeah, no, it's a good thing. He's loving Fandango.
Yeah. And he's out of fucking...
No, he's on his game.
No, he's not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or maybe he's on the game. I don't know.
Could be.
Yeah.
He's getting a game.
Getting a game. That's right. That's right. WWE.com's New Year's... Or New Year's. I keep saying that. April Fool's. article on WWE.com, they uncovered the footage and had the match results of the Intercontinental Title Tournament from Rio de Janeiro.
Oh.
Which Pat Patterson beat Ted DiBiase in
the final. I thought you were going to say the Intercontinental Cup.
No.
But this is even better. I'd love to hear these.
Me too.
Are you going to Google it right now?
I have to go do it, yes, because I'm not...
Always great radio.
I'm not prepared, as it were.
Ah, then why the fuck did you write it down?
Because I thought it was funny.
Oh, all right.
And but, yeah, let's get the results here, though.
Because, well, yeah, but, I mean, if we start fooling around on WWE.com, we'll be lost there for hours. It's huge. You've got to be able to find this shit. Especially if it's... I'll just type in Rio de Janeiro in the search up top. Because it won't be on the front page anymore. Oh, Stevie Ray to induct Booker T. Okay. No, it's announced.
Yeah. Let's just go here to... I'll just type in Rio.
Okay.
No.
Alberto Del Rio? Good job.
How do you spell?
Rio de Janeiro?
Yeah.
Type in Brazil.
I'm going to type in Intercon.
Intercontinental?
Championship. There we go. Let's find out what this does.
I think you just type in April Fool's.
And I get Jimmy Hart.
Yeah. Well, that's who I think of. That's the person. Oh, go to articles. So maybe it'll be by the
clear. Hopefully it'll be in, like, numerical order.
Yeah, exactly. Stevie Ray to induct, WrestleMania 30.
Rio. 25 Dirty Deeds.
Done Dirt Cheap?
Done Dirt Cheap.
Hmm.
Dirt.
Well, type in April Fool's.
Dirt Cheap.
Or just Google WWE April Fool's joke.
Yeah.
Google that.
Okay, wait just a sec. Let me see if it's on the next. This is all posted 2 days ago. They put a lot of fucking... There you go. Finally uncovered. There we are. See?
Oh, there we are.
Excellent, Marty.
All right.
Visit Pat Patterson. No.
Oh, you mean after... Oh, of course.
Oh, I thought that was Brooke Hogan, but that's Pat Patterson in drag.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to say the difference.
Watch the thrilling North American Championship match. Okay, so... Yeah, so we had DiBiase and Pat Patterson in the final.
Who was the heel?
As we all knew. I don't know. Oh.
What?
With the brackets being in shape, Hall of Famer Johnny Rods battled Gypsy Rodriguez.
What was it Johnny Rods did to get in the Hall of Fame again?
He was unpredictable.
Oh, that was it.
He's a trainer.
Yeah.
The final first-round contest, the great Hussein Arab, Iron Sheik, took on the masked Mr. X.
Hmm.
So.
Who was that? Hey, we never did look up who A.J. Peterson was or whatever, D.J. Peterson?
The faceless, by all accounts, the faceless grappler was likely the man who would come to be known as Nikolai Volkov.
Oh, really? Interesting.
So, Nikolai Volkov versus the Iron Sheik in the same. Oh, here we go. Okay, we got brackets.
Oh, excellent.
I love brackets.
Ted DiBiase versus Moose Monroe.
Moose Monroe. Gypsy Rodriguez. Johnny Rods beat Gypsy Rodriguez. Oh, Mr. X and Great Hussein Arab went to a draw.
Yeah.
And
Butcher. But that was back with Great Hussein Arab, as we say, aren't you? Mm-hmm. It's a baby face, I believe.
I believe so, yes.
Yeah.
Pat Patterson and Butcher Vachon. Patterson advances, getting a bye all the way to the final. Ted DiBiase loses to the unpredictable Johnny Rods.
Well, that was unpredictable.
Yes.
That was an unpredictable result.
Unpredictable result,
fucking
indeed.
Right, so we're going to watch that great match in the final then between
it was a North American.
North American.
That's why. So anyway, Pat Patterson beat the unpredictable Johnny Rods in the final.
Riveting radio. This riveting.
Is, yes.
Yes, so, absolutely.
Go back to WWE.com. See
what are we going back to WWE.com for?
See if there's anything else cool on here.
Yeah, fuck off. Oh, wait, they had the WrestleMania press conference, and it looks like there was a better go-home promo to make me interested in the match between Cena and Rock there than they had on Raw, because they decided to have them speak separately and didn't have them together. What do you think of that?
What?
They didn't have... The Rock spoke, had a separate segment than Cena. Cena opened, people chanted boring, The Rock spoke, it was pretty entertaining.
Yes. That was dumb. I mean, really, what we wanted is, we needed that last face-to-face moment.
It wasn't as dumb as sand being poured on The Undertaker, because that made no sense. But it was. The thing is, I don't mind, I can have these two not necessarily, like, I don't necessarily feel like, have to feel like they hate each other,
mm-hmm.
but I do have to feel like they want to get at each other.
Yeah, exactly. And then they want, again, the fact it started out all about the title is great, but then you have to be personal again. And it never got personal.
It never got personal. And that's really the problem, yeah. Like I said, you don't have to hate each other, but you have to want to get at each other. And that never happened.
No, it was, just not good. Speaking of The Rock, G.I. Joe, the second highest grossing Easter weekend opening movie of all time.
Yeah, of course.
G.I. Joe. Rock's a big movie star. So that
I know. And he likes to hook himself up to around a bunch of other even bigger stars like Channing Tatum.
And
established franchises and Bruce Willis and piggyback off them. Because, you know, he's a huge movie star, but not much of a draw.
Rocky's a huge movie star.
Not much of a draw, though.
But all his money, mostly all of his movies made big money.
Nope.
What was the budget on G.I. Joe?
Probably about $4
billion. $4 billion. I think I read that somewhere.
It was a lot.
I read something on Monday. I read that somewhere.
April 1st. It was a lot.
G.I. Joe. Charlie Haas retired.
Yep. Pissed people off doing it, too.
If Charlie Haas retires in a forest, does it make a sound?
Nope.
Kunta Kobashi is retiring.
Yeah, that I care about.
I don't follow a lot of Japanese. Kunta Kobashi, is that one of the All Japan women?
Kenta, that's the owner of Dixie Carter. Kobashi.
Oh, I see.
That's her.
Kobayashi?
Kenta Kobashi.
Ink Wieners.
Arguably the greatest worker of all time. Certainly is in the conversation. Top 10 for sure, maybe number one. Like it's almost impossible to actually quantify a list like this, but he's way up there.
Yeah.
Personification of the Japanese strong style and the Japanese fighting spirit, being able to sell that. Nobody ever did it better. So. He's had, of course, severe injuries in the past.
Mm-hmm.
That looked like they curtailed his career. He came back with a completely different style.
Yeah.
Kind of like Shawn Michaels, but came back better, arguably. And then has cancer and also came back from that and was brilliant. Very inspirational guy. It's definitely time, though. He's not what he was, so.
Well, you talk about going out, you know, when is it time to end? And his last match is going to be May 11th, Budokan. Hall, but it's, you know, talking about Undertaker retiring, right? Same idea, you know.
Same idea.
There gets to be a time where you should just go, you know, as the Ric Flair retirement song was, leave the memories alone.
Yeah.
Same way, same idea, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, so.
Don't tell me a lie.
Hmm? And say that you won't go.
Jesus.
You can call me Addy. But, going back to, let's end on our WrestleMania maybe match predictions, officially, but TNA
mm-hmm.
has a big show next week in Corpus Christi,
tomorrow
Texas.
Night. It's a pay-per-view tomorrow night.
They have a pay-per-view?
Yeah.
Oh. I can't afford it.
$20. It cost me $10.
Oh, sorry. I won't afford it.
It cost me $10. What about any of the other many billions of pay-per-views this weekend? We have Dragon Gate, ROH. That next generation wrestling doesn't look like that next show that they advertise with John Morrison defending against Teddy and who else was it? Two other guys, I think. One other guy.
It was John Morrison and
Teddy, Jack Evans, and
some other fucker.
Oh, no, it was just those three.
And
they're bringing in this guy from Mexico. I can't remember who.
Yeah. Phoenix.
Phoenix, yeah.
But anyway, they're saying that because of the price or something, or the Victoria Pavilion, it's unreasonable demands for rent for the building or something, that this isn't the last show. It's not. But it's not going to happen on April the 12th.
Yeah. You guys suck. I never did say they suck. They did the pay-per-view. They put it out there. They have these people running around ringside filming this. And then when they put the pay-per-view on, when, when they decided they couldn't charge for it, just put it on their website free.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a hard camera the whole time.
I mean,
there's times when you miss the action where people, like, there's like a brawl with the Necro Butcher where nobody's in the ring for like 7 minutes
yeah.
and you don't see anything. And then you have the announcers out there. The best is what Teddy Hart comes out to announce with them.
Oh,
and of course, it's Teddy Hart, so he, of course, starts dropping the F-bombs.
Yeah.
So here's the guy who's basically running the company. So now the people who have been trying to be professional up until then,
mm-hmm.
They see that Teddy Hart's conducting himself like this. So now all the announcers just start dropping the F-bomb. Now, obviously, the F-bomb doesn't fucking offend me. Not in the least.
The fuck you say.
But they've got Joey Styles didn't drop the F-bomb either, and that was in ECW. There has to be a level of professionalism presented somewhere. And when all of them are sitting there talking like they're drunk in a bar to each other, or on this podcast, it just comes across really bad. Now, I've never seen a worse product in my life. I hope nobody actually bought, or I guess they couldn't have bought it. But,
no.
Yeah. It was a good live show, but it's the worst pay-per-view product ever put on, probably.
Yeah. Well, worse than Heroes of Wrestling.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think it was that bad.
Wow.
At least Heroes of Wrestling has, you can laugh at it.
Yes. This is true. And we did.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
I don't think we ever watched that together, did we?
I don't think we ever have, no.
We should.
We should. We should do a live audio commentary.
Fucking right, that'd be great.
That would be great.
We'll we're going to do, obviously, a post-Mania show, so we'll
mm-hmm.
see what else happens around over the next little while.
Yeah, exactly. So, but I think at TNA, the actual show next week, going to have a...
they have a show next week?
Yeah.
A pay-per-view?
Yeah. Well, no, it's pay-per-view-esque. Impact from Corpus Christi, Texas. Dirty Heels against the Mexicans, 2 out of 3.
Mm-hmm.
Falls. If the Mexicans lose, then the Mexicans can never
see
them.
Did you say the heels against the dirty Mexicans? Did I hear that right?
Huh?
Is that what you said?
No.
Oh, okay. What did you say?
I would never. The dirty heels against the Mexicans.
Is that the actual team name of Rude and Aries?
The dirty heels, yeah.
Seriously?
Well, that's what their shirts say.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a real name.
Okay.
The Mexicans is their actual name.
Because that's what Harry's called them.
Yeah.
Against Hernandez and Guerrero, yes.
Anyway, do you know he was a Guerrero?
No, I didn't know.
Yeah, he told us. two out of three, and yeah, the Mexicans.
We need to have him on the show someday.
We should. We really should. Maybe a Jammy could interview him.
Shit.
But I think that... obviously, being in Texas and such, and the fact that if the Mexicans lose, the Mexicans can't team together anymore means that the Mexicans are going to win, right?
Yeah, and then 2 weeks later, they'll lose it again.
Yeah.
It'll be a short-term reign.
I hope so, for God's sakes. I hate those.
Yeah, they're just trying to pop a rating once.
Yeah.
And they should. They should get up to a 1.2. It would be very impressive.
They really should. That would be impressive. But tables, ladders, chairs and stairs.
Yeah,
Full Metal
Mayhem.
Mayhem,
which is a great name for a title, and it should be a pay-per-view main event. It's TNA, so we could see the blood, we could see the full, you know.
Metal Mayhem.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
these have historically been pretty good in ECW, or in TNA.
Mm-hmm.
My mistake.
And Bully Ray and Jeff Hardy are two guys can do it.
Yeah. Then again, at this stage in their career on TV, how are they going to kill themselves? Probably.
I do want to see it, though.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You know, and that's, sure. You know, I've watched Impact and like
Impact Wrestling is generally, again,
it's
right now,
good.
WWE has been resting on its laurels because they're happy with how everything is.
$11 million gate, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, they're resting on their laurels, whereas Impact Wrestling is actually generally a better product still,
mm-hmm.
right now, last little bit. So.
Yeah.
Having gone back and watched the last couple of weeks now, and yeah.
Yeah, and then I think that, like I said, next week hopefully will be no exception. And so
no reason to think it will be. It should be a good crowd. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking forward to it, just the two matches.
Watch it, Jamie.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, if you're going to watch one, watch it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, and exactly. And the main event is going to be good. So, okay, you know, cap off of what should hopefully be a really great week of wrestling with WrestleMania and the Raw afterwards, right? So,
yep.
You know, should be getting, I would probably say, about a 3.5 rating maybe next week.
Well, we want to tell him he can't be back on the show until he starts watching Impact.
Why?
I don't know. Just be a dick.
Well, I can't. That's my New Year's resolution.
No, you can be a dick. You just can't be an asshole.
Oh, Like Ken Anderson on his Aces and Apes jacket? There's asshole on it.
Oh, man, Ken Anderson looks so old, though. He looks older than Hogan.
Oh, my God.
Like, Jesus.
Did he look older than Larry Zbyszko when we watched AWA from 1990?
No.
No.
But he looked, he just doesn't give a shit.
Did he look
anymore.
Older than Ox Baker?
Yes.
The effeminate Ox Baker.
He just does not give, Ken Anderson's like, yeah, whatever. Showing up for a paycheck, not working out anymore.
Yeah.
Not shaving or tying my hair or anything. He's just.
Well, I don't mind he doesn't dye his hair or do that. Actually, I don't mind even his look now. And it's probably more healthier.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he's the healthiest he's been in a long time.
Yeah.
He just doesn't look it.
No, that's right, exactly. So, but
that's a cosmetic business, right?
It is. But I like his position in Aces and Eights to Scott Hall's in the NWO. Kind of, he's getting kind of a.
And I likened, of course, we have AJ Styles as Sting.
Yeah.
So I'm asking, is James Storm Lex Luger?
Yeah.
I kind of think that's kind of. I don't. You know, I think there's some parallels there.
There are. I would probably. I guess he would. Yeah, I guess that James Storm. I'm just trying to think of who James Storm could murder to be Lex Luger.
Oh, poor Elizabeth. Elizabeth! I love you!
Manager!
Andy Savage! You take my weed!
Georgia!
All right.
Manager!
Gorgeous George?
Bye-bye! That was one of the great promos. Well, that should be a promo show. We got to remember that one.
Next time, yes. Next time.
Next time.
We already got a couple of those in the can if I ever find time to edit them.
Well, take them out of your bathroom.
Yeah.
But
I thought that's where we were storing them.
Oh, right.
I offered another option. You said not there.
Yeah, not where?
Down there.
Not there.
What else we got here?
WrestleMania. That's it. That's all. Do you have anything else you want to talk about in terms of... should we get to the some of the questions? One of the questions we did have from our friend Liam was why does Molly Holly get so much heat?
We already talked about this. Yes, we did. Oh, did we? I thought we talked about this. Maybe we talked about this between each other. I don't think she does she?
I didn't think so, no. That's the answer.
I never heard that. Honestly, I never heard anybody saying anything bad about Molly Holly.
No.
Except for Stephanie McMahon.
She's going to be debuting a nun gimmick on Shimmer as she faces Awesome Kong WrestleMania weekend here.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. So, I'm trying to think of... So who do you think is going to win? Tons of Funk and the Funkadactyls? Or the Rhodes Scholars and the Bellas?
Tons of Funk win.
Yes.
The reason why is so that they could dance and lead the kids in the dance. And there's a good chance... I don't think it'll happen. I think if it had... let's put it this way. If Brodus had come out...
Yeah. I didn't know he was gay.
Push it and pull it. I think there's a good chance that the crowd would have booed him. Somehow I find him more accessible and likable with Sweet Tea.
As a tag team.
And I don't think the crowd will boo him. Like, it's, you know, I'm going to mention it actually now. Stephanie McMahon, when she comes out for Trish, I think there's a really good chance she gets booed off the stage.
It's possible, yeah.
I think there's a really strong chance the crowd turns on her. Maybe less so now with Foley actually being on the show. But I think... I think it would have been a chance anyways, but I think, because people just don't have a lot of respect for Stephanie, but I think with the idea that she is...
The one that brought us all the writers?
Fucking bitch.
Cunt.
But, that being said, especially the idea that Aaron Foley's backyard, and that he's the one who's specifically getting screwed by her, as well as people in that area with some, you know, some legacy like Bob Backlund, I really think there's a good chance she gets booed off the stage, and fuck, I think that'd be awesome. I think that'd be wonderful.
We never see it, though, unfortunately.
No, we never would. They'd edit it out, right? And, yeah, but we would hear about it.
We would, yeah, that'd be fun.
And I think that'd be great.
There'd be handheld footage.
Yeah, exactly. And they'll have it taken down, but not until after I see it.
That's right.
I think that Sweet Tea there, they're more likable. They'll dance in the crowd. Well, I don't know that they'll give him a big reaction, but it'll be what it is.
It'll be an opening match WrestleMania reaction.
Yeah, so they'll win so they can dance.
Exactly. They'll win, they can dance. And what about Jericho and Fandango?
I actually think Jericho's going over here.
You know, with Jericho. I'm going to go with the Fandango. I understand that. I can see the booking at Fandango, beating him,
yeah.
And the babyface gets over it. I think with the fact that it's his first match, his debut match, I don't see him losing, given the fact that Vince is apparently high on this character. So,
yeah, I think he'll lose.
Yeah.
I don't think it matters. I think he loses and gets his heat back.
Yeah.
But or it could be that he wins and Jericho gets his heat back.
That's true.
But
that's true.
One of them didn't get heat back. But I think it's more likely, I think the Jericho wins this one.
Yeah. What about Team Hell No against Nikki Langston and Dolph Ziggler?
Sorry, what did you call him?
Huh? Dolph Ziggler.
Okay.
Sorry.
fuck. I hate you. You make your prediction first.
I can see either way on this one. I'd like to see Team Hell No retain and drop it to the Road Scholars. It would be my...
I hate the Road Scholars, especially after getting killed by tons of funk, should not get the belt.
I just think... I don't have to do it like the next night on Raw, but it's just... It
doesn't matter.
I just think
they've killed that team, I think.
I don't think they've killed
I think
them.
The time is coming on. Road Scholars do need to break up now. Pull the angle about,
Caitlin?
Caitlin and
Bella's.
Yeah, Cody and everything.
That
angle.
I just think you could keep the Rhodes Scholars there. I don't, as a team, I mean, who else is there? Primetime players? Maybe the Shield. Maybe they lose to the Shield. I could see them losing it to Rollins.
Actually, I think Big E and Dolph are winning the belt, so.
Well.
There is talk, you said, that becomes a six-man, or six, including
person,
the women.
Yeah.
That would make me think even more so that they're going to win it.
Well, that could be. It's just a matter of victory.
But regardless, I think the heels go over.
I don't necessarily see Dolph and as a tag champ and the world champion. Maybe it will. I don't know.
I don't see why not.
But again, I don't see who's another babyface tag team besides Sons of Funk. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just trying to think in terms.
What are the Usos? What are the Samoans?
The Usos are good. Yeah. Well, the Usos are drunks. That's what they are.
That's just one.
But the Colons are heels.
Hmm.
And youngsters. But. I think that they could, but I mean...
Can you explain that? Because we reference that a lot.
Well, this is the 1990, three Royal Rumble. In 1993 Royal Rumble, the WWE had, no talent. So, in the Royal Rumble, they had about,
kind of like Ryback.
Yeah. No, they just had no stars. Kind of like Ryback. But they probably had 20 people in the Royal Rumble that were eligible for the Royal Rumble. So they brought in, Dory Funk. And I think...
Mil Mascaris was in that one, wasn't he?
Was it that one?
Or was it the next year? It was the next
year. That was 96.
Yeah, they're right. That was the San Antonio.
Was that the one? No, that wasn't the co-winner one where there was a thing. But it was they brought in Tenryu, I believe, went in there. I think Doug Gilbert from the USWA went in that one.
Yeah.
He won a tournament in the USWA to get in. Anyway, they had a bunch of guys that. And Carlos Colon, WWC Puerto Rican legendary wrestler, the Stu Hart of Puerto Rico, essentially, who was about 55 at this point, entering the Royal Rumble. And Gorilla Monsoon goes, "Oh, the youngster, Carlos Colon, enters the Royal Rumble."
So fucking great.
He was the oldest guy in there.
It was so great.
It was just so funny. And no, I forget who he was commentating with, but they said...
At the time, it's funny because they kept on referencing about that era, how old Bob Backlund was, and he was 41 at the time.
Yeah.
Carlos Colon.
Youngster Carlos Colon.
Coming down.
This guy's...
So watch it on YouTube. You can easily... youngster Carlos Colon, and you'll find it on YouTube. Or Gorilla Monsoon, Carlos Colon.
Youngster, yeah.
You'll find it. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
So anyways, Now that we diverged from that, where
we
were
diverged from that. We're talking about the tag team, and what do you do with the tag team titles? And you know, again,
here's what I would do with the tag team titles, and this is not what they'll do. But I mean, there was a period there where they're building up. They created a bunch of teams.
Yeah,
it
was in the fall.
Yeah,
it wasn't too long ago.
They created a bunch of teams. They had a tournament. It wasn't getting over yet. But they had laid the foundation. That's what you need to do first. You need to lay the foundation.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Once you have the foundation laid, and then you need to spend some time with it. And because of WrestleMania and Royal Rumble, spend some time with it?
Laid the foundation.
Oh. Sunny days.
Yes.
What was I saying?
I don't know.
Me either.
They laid the foundation.
They laid the foundation. Laying pipe.
All night long. I'm working so hard.
You have to be Canadian to understand that. That was a hit song in Canada.
Yes.
In like the late 90s, or early 90s.
Satisfy that woman.
Yeah. So anyway.
So WWE laid pipe last fall.
They laid pipe. Go Google that song, seriously. If you're gonna after you listen to this show,
okay.
After you're done looking for Gorilla Carl Stallone Youngster, just
Laying Pipe
song. Just trust me.
Not that great.
No, that's the whole point.
Yeah.
That's why this is a hit.
Yeah, I can't tell people to do that because I'm not an asshole. So they laid the foundation.
So go do that. So anyways, they laid the foundation. And but then because of Royal Rumble, because of WrestleMania, they just didn't have the time. It wasn't the right time to really actually invest in it.
Right.
They had too many other stuff going around. Plus, Vince was changing his mind on things daily.
Mm-hmm.
So what they need to do here is do that again. They need to lay the foundation again. Sorry, that's what they need to do.
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit easier.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you kind of have something built up. But it's time to create some new teams, create some new dynamics again.
Yeah.
We're going to see a lot of people right after WrestleMania switching alliances, switching, you know, babyface heel,
yeah.
You know, getting different pushes, different people are going to team up anyways.
Yeah.
All this is going to happen. So that's what I do. I mean, I'm not worried about who you go with. I mean, I think basically after WrestleMania, you get the belts, put it on Big E and Dolph Ziggler, and start fresh.
Yeah, I just, again, with them.
Break up Team Hell No.
With them as a tag team and Dolph as the world champion, I don't like him having both. I think it's
probably temporary to set up something with him and Big E. Because I don't see them being a team long. And so I think, because that was you, right?
What?
Team long?
Yeah.
That's what you bragged last year.
Yeah. That was my team. I didn't like them using my name.
That's why you had them, you sued them.
I sued them.
Copyright infringement.
Yes. Still waiting my check.
I've never seen that news conference with you, Vince, and
Linda. Yes.
And thought, anything's possible now.
I did not disclose the terms of the settlement. But,
I heard it was $1.25.
Well, that's what the state charges. But
Let me hear.
The
who was it that your lawyer?
It is $1.25.
Yeah,
but the other thing is that every time the term genetic jackhammer,
every time you have to do the greatest toll booth Willie imitation in the world, until you have to do it on the show.
I know,
and then it's just
shit. I don't. So thanks for asking, but I think this
we haven't fucking been drinking before the show at all. That's a crazy thing.
I know.
We haven't touched anything.
We're
not like Sunday. We're gonna fucking go at it.
Hmm? What?
Didn't I tell you I also invited your mom?
Oh. Yeah.
But anyways.
I'm sick that day.
Me too, but I can get a little cream.
That's true. Shaboogie? Rock?
What the hell were we saying?
But
so anyways, you're starting fresh. That's the entire point. The point
mom?
Is that
you know,
she's a little fresh.
Sometimes.
She's down there.
Yeah, down where?
Thank you. She cleans.
Mm. Mm. She like what Ken Anderson is?
Mm. Yeah.
What's up, all you douchebags? I enjoyed that promo.
that was funny, yes. All right.
Yeah, so tag teams, you start Mass and Gil.
Yeah,
and
so basically, Dolph and Big E don't have it long, and it builds to a point Big E was his name, right?
Doesn't have it long.
They don't have the belts for an extended period.
Of time?
Yes. Because what you're doing is you're setting the foundation for the
IJ for an extended period.
You're setting the foundation here for the breakup of that team and the idea that, hey, these guys were tag champions, but Dolph was more concerned about himself.
Oh.
Right? So then it gives, so that way you could turn Big E babyface or heel. It doesn't matter.
That is going to be stupid, though, you realize.
Why?
Big E and Dolph for the World Heavyweight title?
It's the World Heavyweight title. It's the equivalent of the European title at this point.
Yeah,
so who gives a fuck? It's fine.
That's stupid.
Yeah, you're right. Jack Swagger versus Alberto Del Rio is great.
That is money.
No, I mean, you build it up over the course of 2 or 3 months,
you
and then you do that, and,
sure.
And that's what
we
do.
Have a blow-off, and then we send Big E back to developmental.
And we bring up Mason Ryan instead.
Yes, who's even bigger.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
But,
No.
Bring Sakamoto up.
Yeah.
He should team with Yoshitatsu. But, I think that it's...
What would you call them?
I don't know. Yoshimoto?
There you go.
Suck my moto?
That'll get over, though.
Suck my tatsu? Got 2 words for you.
That's my tatsu?
3 words for you.
Train wreck of a show. Hope you're all enjoying.
We're talking about Sakamoto now.
We mentioned before, free, right?
Free,
so,
yes. You are,
I don't want no complaints. But if you do want to send them, it's ADDIE Addy at WeTalkWrestling.com.
Yes. This is true. The Ryback.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Actually.
Yes.
Liam, Thursday. Our friend Liam, he wanted to know.
Uh-huh.
Why does Molly Holly get so much heat?
She doesn't.
Okay. What else
she
do you have?
The
Ryback beats Mart Henry, but I could see something like a count out.
I see this as Ryback getting Henry up in the haunch position that
probably.
Is shell shock, and that's supposed to be the moment.
Probably, but yeah.
So,
on Raw on Monday, which was out of Washington,
right.
Ryback came out, and of course he didn't touch. He didn't touch Mark
right.
Henry, but
he threw Santino
in. You know, the crowd was booing him until somebody started chanting, feed me more, and then the crowd chanted, feed me more. So that's kind of what I expect. I'll expect a few feed me more chants where everybody's doing it, and in between he's getting booed.
Yeah. Yeah, the crowd is going to be interesting again this year. Because
it'll be one of the things. I'm more interested in the crowd than pretty much every match.
Well, and on Raw the next night, too, because as I said, they stick around. Like, there was a Mania last year. The crowd was the story largely of last year's Raw. Not so much Mania, but...
Well, definitely there were a story of Mania, too.
With the beginning of Mania, with the Daniel Bryan, but then the anger.
Well, that
really,
killed them.
Yeah.
That killed the crowd.
And that really carried over to Raw, though, when it was in that much smaller environment and they were chanting whatever the hell they wanted. And I would hope and expect that to happen again this year. Speaking of the Devils, that would bring us to the Shield match, where I could expect the Shield to get cheered.
Could happen. I don't know that it'll happen. It could happen. I do expect. I expect the Shield to go over.
Yeah, and I do. I expect Randy Orton and Big Show to turn.
So Sheamus will turn.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. Fuck. Undertaker, CM Punk. We know Undertaker. Our good friend Stephen Ajami of AlwaysMillerTime.com is. He laid out the what I think is now the likely scenario of Paul Bearer costing CM Punk the match.
Yeah, somehow, yeah.
Yeah. Which I like.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I just hope I hope if it's 3 stars or better, I'll be happy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Hopefully. And again, 20 minutes. So we'll see.
Including entrances, which includes Living Color performing Cult of Personality for CM Punk.
Well, I don't know if that includes entrances, per se, necessarily. Mm-hmm. Again, well, these are things that we said 160 minutes there.
Yeah.
So that's 2 hours, 40 minutes. So we got another hour there to do. So, I mean, you could have some, like, cult of personalities and Undertakers kind of biting into that, right, a bit. So.
Well, that, honest to God, though, some of the entrances have been some of the best, most interesting and entertaining points of WrestleMania for years now. So it's one of the things I do like to see. It's not like a selling point. It's like, okay, so let's see what they're doing.
In this outdoor venue, I don't know.
They have a big Statue of Liberty, apparently, up there.
Empire State Building, right? I think that might actually be the finish of the Ryback-Mark Henry match when you said by countout, is that Mark Henry climbs up the Empire State Building.
And does Rey Mysterio circle around him?
That's perhaps, maybe.
Or Evan Airborne.
Airborne, yeah, Evan Bourne. And that's it. Then that's how Kofi gets on Mania. Right, Air Kofi.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go, see? Book it. Alberto Del Rio and Jack Swagger. I mean, this is designed to get Alberto Del Rio the win, and then if Dolph Ziggler cashes, right? I mean, I don't see Jack Swagger winning. It's possible, but I don't.
I could see Jack Swagger winning and
Dolph cashing.
And Dolph cashing in still.
That'd be kind of cool, actually.
I could definitely see something like that.
They have history.
Yeah, and then a three-way next month.
Mm-hmm.
I could see something like that.
Okay. Yeah, I could. Yeah. Both guys cashing in their rematch clauses.
But either way, I just believe Dolph Ziggler's walking out with the world title.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah. And trust me, the crowd will hope so. I mean, I expect he will be over huge as a babyface. Daniel Bryan will be over huge as a babyface, which will be interesting on opposite teams and people like AJ, who I expect to be booed severely. And,
well, I think you're going to get...
Biggie, I think, will get very little reaction.
When Daniel Bryan and Ziggler in the ring, I think you're going to get, well, let's go Bryan, let's go Ziggler, let's go Bryan, let's go Ziggler, that deal, right?
Yeah. When it's Ziggler versus Kane, Ziggler will get the cheers.
Yeah.
You know, or Daniel Bryan versus Biggie, will be Daniel Bryan getting the cheers. Yeah, I mean, I expect Daniel Bryan might be a little more over as the babyface, but not by much. And when Ziggler comes out to cash in, the crowd's going to go nuts. When he wins, even bigger.
Yeah.
They'll be chanting for him to cash in all night. I would not be surprised if during that match we hear Ziggler chants during ADR versus
Jack Swagger. Yeah, well, I was just about to say, we want Ziggler, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think he's this year's Daniel Bryan.
Ziggler, yeah.
And speaking of which, I just want to mention, because I know a lot of people are complaining about Cesaro not being on there, and it's understandable. I mean, the guy's being the United States champion.
I keep pointing out
fucking SummerSlam.
256 days or something. But I'd also like to point out, though, that Kofi is not on, and that's who I look at more so than Cesaro.
Well, I could see either one. I think they see more future Cesaro right now, but either one. But I just like to say, as an example, 2 years ago, not this many, but 2 years ago, remember, it was supposed to be Daniel Bryan defending the U.S. title against Sheamus, and that was supposed to be on WrestleMania, and then it was pulled from WrestleMania, then it was pulled from the pre-show to become a Royal Rumble-type thing. And, it never happened. And a year later, they're on for the opening for the world title.
Yeah.
And at this point, they're at the point where, unless they're injured, they'll never miss another WrestleMania again.
That's right.
Because they were early in their careers. And this was after Sheamus had already been established and gotten a win against Triple H, I believe, at a WrestleMania. And this was, and...
Did he get a win, or you fought him anyway? I don't know if he got a win.
I thought he won there, and Hunter got his win back later.
No, Hunter never got his... I don't think so. No, because Sheamus injured Hunter.
Oh, and then... Yeah,
and it was
right.
Supposed to be, but then it ended up being Taker instead of Sheamus.
That's right.
But anyway.
That's right. But, so that's... But that's the point, is you look at those guys, and 2 years ago, I was so disappointed for Daniel Bryan and Sheamus, thinking they're getting fucked.
Yeah.
And look at them now. So if you're thinking to yourself, boy, Cesaro and Kofi Kingston are getting fucked, who knows where they'll be 2 years from now. It doesn't really mean anything. It sucks.
Yeah, I think it means more for Kofi.
Yeah, probably. And
there's been talk about Kofi doing the heel.
Yeah,
right?
We talked about that a couple weeks ago.
So.
But it speaks to the fact that there's no money in the bank, right? Because if there's a money in the bank match, then absolutely both of them are in there, especially Kofi.
Yeah.
It's ideal for that. But both are in there.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Cesaro will be back doing some yodeling thing in a backstage segment, but it won't matter.
With Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah.
I really do.
But R-Truth, I could see R-Truth and Kofi backstage somewhere too. So.
Yeah, R-Truth with, and Santino and Yodeler and Zack Ryder.
Yeah.
All of the primetime players.
Yeah.
All 3MB.
Yeah.
They'll all be in the back thing with Pee Wee Herman and shit, right? So
it could be.
Yeah. No, I see. Those are all the guys, right?
Yeah.
Those are your doofuses. Mm-hmm. Those are your Island of Misfit toys. Yeah, Kali.
Hornswoggle.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, yeah.
So Rosa, you know.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's it, though. But that's kind of, so, I mean, yeah, okay, it sucks for them. But it sucks for them because it sucks for them. And it's hard to hear that you're not going to be on WrestleMania if you dedicated yourself to the company over the last year.
Yeah.
But the truth is, if you look at, like I said, I mean, I can't imagine their disappointment or situation is any worse than where Daniel Bryan and Sheamus were two years ago. A year later, they're competing for the world title, opening the event, and now, like I say, they're so established that it'll never be an issue again.
No, exactly.
So, I mean, you know, don't cry too... Well, I'm just saying, don't cry too hard for those guys.
No, don't cry for me, Argentina.
No, Argentina you can cry for.
Argentina Rocca?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, poor guy.
Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer, though, that's right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But then what brings us to the main event of the evening. The PDG
Triple
concert.
H versus... Oh.
No, yes, Brock and Triple H. Triple H is winning.
Yes. Triple H, I have to say, that was the best segment. The thing about the segment, especially Heyman sold...
Oh, God, Heyman was awesome.
His promo on Monday was the highlight of the show.
You are not going to be able to be, perform as CEO or chief operating officer.
No, that was the key. Was I always thought, he's retiring, blah, blah, blah. This is where it got across to me. No, it means he's gone from the WWE, basically.
Yeah.
Is the idea. So, I mean, all of a sudden.
Well, I don't know about that. I think it's, when you say retire, I think it's the in-ring career. The way it came across to me was that Heyman was saying, you are going to be so badly injured from facing Brock Lesnar in a no-holds-barred match that you will not be of any physical capability.
I disagree. I thought it came across to me. Like, that's it. You lose your WWE career, all of it.
Mm. And that's
how it came across
to
me.
Yeah.
I think that is actually the stipulation. Or at least he's trying to sell that as a stipulation because he's smarter than them. So at least he tried to word it that way. But again, Triple H, the haircut, the look, he looks tougher. He looks younger now. Doing that, I think he's dying his beard, but he does.
Well, he didn't dye his beard on Monday all the way because he was an old looking man with that beard.
Yeah, I thought he looked younger, and also he's in better shape than he was at SummerSlam. Like you can see, he's totally.
Because as soon as he retired last time, remember, he just went right to the gym.
That's right. No, but he is. He looks like a fighting shape. Not just I'm big, but he actually looks ripped and cut, and he looks like a fighter.
Yeah.
In a fighting shape, not just. Size, like he's often looked at. So I think he looks good. And I think it has the chance to be match of the night.
I think it will be.
Yeah.
To be honest, with the time it's been
given. Yeah, I mean, I did not think it was a good SummerSlam match at all, but I think the dynamics in this one worked a little differently. Shawn Michaels being there in his corner, they did not do that well, even though Shawn was good in his role, but the whole setup wasn't done well.
I think the crowd will be interesting in this one, too.
Yeah, I think so. I think the crowd could be very interesting here. But... yeah, I mean, I think there's no doubt that Shawn goes over. Triple H goes over. Does Shawn help him go over?
Well, last time Brock was in a WrestleMania in this New York, New Jersey market.
Yeah, that's right. It's Goldberg.
9 years ago.
And yeah, he was leaving. And yeah, Austin. Yeah, that was the biggest shit show ever. Yeah, so this will be interesting.
Right? Oh, yeah.
I think it's a different Brock and a different...
Oh, a different crowd, a different reaction. Yeah, absolutely, but just interesting, you know?
Interesting. But, yeah, I mean, do you think it's going to be a super kick pedigree? Is that how it goes down? Is that what they've done to protect Brock some? Because, I mean, if Brock's coming out and attacking Rock later, then, especially after he loses.
Yeah. I was listening to the Brian and Vinny show where Vinny wasn't there, and they did predictions on Collins. And a few people predicted Sean... costing.
No, fuck, no, that's not happening.
WrestleMania 30?
No.
Triple H and Shawn Michaels?
No.
One more match?
No. Unless the only way it could happen, this is how it would happen. No, here's how it could happen.
Okay.
If it does, it's Shawn goes to kick Brock, who ducks. It's not that Shawn turns on.
No.
It has to be it's an accident.
Yeah.
And Hunter turns on Shawn.
And gets pissy. Yeah, but I don't see anyway. But because Shawn, I mean, no. I mean, unless it's a non-sanctioned match next year. But I mean, no, I don't see it.
I don't see it.
No. So I don't see Shawn ever wrestling again. So, you know. But yeah, I don't see any way Hunter doesn't win this.
No.
I mean, I want Brock to win. I think Brock should win. But I don't see any reason Hunter doesn't win this.
I mean, Brock should win, too.
Yeah.
But you're right, I don't see any way.
Yeah. So, Brock and John Cena, twice in a lifetime.
Brock and John Cena?
Rock and John Cena, twice in a lifetime.
Did we talk that CM Punk is losing to The Undertaker?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, good.
We just kind of, and Paul Bearer cost him the match, remember?
Oh, no.
I mentioned that it was from Stephen Ajami of AlwaysMillerTime.com.
Oh, AlwaysMillerTime.com.
Yes.
That's a reference of the great basketball player Reggie Miller of the Indiana Pacers.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that's a basketball site run by our good friend Stephen Ajami that if you're a basketball or especially a Pacers fan, you should absolutely check out.
Yes, yes. And who's a big Pacers fan is Jerry Lawler.
big fan of the Pacer.
Yeah. But, so Always Miller Time.
Pacers is kind of a stupid name for a team, isn't it?
It really is. I thought it was like, because it's in the race, right? You got the Pacers in the Indy.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking stupid.
But it's a good website. AlwaysMillerTime.com.
AlwaysMillerTime.com. Anyway, but that, I do think Paul Bearer cost CM Punk. So, Rock and John Cena twice in a lifetime. What do you think?
Well, I mean, John Cena's winning.
Yeah.
The big question is, who is Rock facing at Extreme Rules? Who is Brock facing at Extreme Rules? Which is where I could see a Cena. I could even see, like I say, a Rock and Undertaker versus Punk and
Brock.
Punk and Brock. Like,
I don't think
Cena getting a different opponent. There's nobody set up for Cena. Except for Ryback. He's probably the closest fucking guy in many ways.
Yeah.
Set up for Cena.
Does he make a...
I could see that.
You know. Does he make a turn?
I can see that.
But I'm also looking at... I mean... Personally, I don't put Brock and Rock in the ring together. Until next year. Until WrestleMania.
I think you just tease it. I think you have them no more in the ring together than for 2 or 3 minutes in that match.
Yeah.
And you just tease it to set up the match a year later.
I don't think that's
smart. In fact, but again, why are they there then?
Well, I don't know. But I don't know that we'll know that.
I can't see Undertaker being in the shape to wrestle 2 matches in 6 weeks.
Well, that's the other thing is it is 6 weeks. It's May 19th, right? Yeah. Isn't See No Evil coming out that day? But but I think that. It is a long way away for them. You know, you're used to the WrestleMania Backlash beginning April, end of April type thing, where this is
the thing
too
is
much
CM related. Punk, or CM Punk and Undertaker, both beat up, will probably put themselves through some hell to try and give it a great match. And that's the thing, especially if Punk is going away for a while after, which is the talk. Also, just Taker knowing he can't have a shitty match, combine that with the fact that last year's match, in fact, last couple of years, especially this year, I mean, we didn't even know to the last second for sure if he was going to be in the shape
after
a year off.
Right. No, that's right. So 6 weeks
later.
His
bump card is up.
Yeah.
His bump card's already full.
Yeah.
So.
Borrowed bumps.
Yeah.
Living on borrowed bumps.
I just don't see, unless it's a tag match, I don't see how he can be in there.
Well, same with CM Punk, like you said.
Yeah.
It benefits him as well.
Yeah.
Right? It's the old Rey Mysterio, don't jump off a curb. We'll put him in a team with Sin Cara before they release him, right? So.
Yeah.
There's a question, I guess, for you, is they haven't set up anybody for John Cena.
No.
As a babyface, have they set anybody up for John Cena as a heel?
Ryback?
Ryback, maybe Sheamus. Like, I see more...
If Mark Henry goes over, that's to set him up against Cena as a babyface, heel combination.
I see... more potential.
We really haven't ever seen Cena and Henry.
Not really, no.
In an extended program, so we've seen the match, but never. You know.
Yeah, not an issue.
No.
Right. But again, if Big Show keeps on the babyface thing, I mean, you don't want to see Big Show and fucking Cena again, but
why not?
Yeah.
I'd love to finally see that.
Yeah, I know, right? But there's that. So
yeah,
and then you've got Taker. Down to Mania, right? If Cena stays heel, that makes sense. I mean, you can have that match anyway, but, I mean, it's just heel babyface dynamic to it, officially, right? Because, I mean, Cena booed out of the building and facing the fucking Undertaker. I mean, God. But, and so you got some potential. You got Kane as a babyface, Daniel Bryan as a babyface against Cena. You know, I just see a lot more potential Cena as a heel. I don't think he's going to go, but
no,
I just see it. You know, I mean,
I think it is a good time. I think there's a sense that the crowd is once again. I think it's the right type of heat that he's getting right now to make me think, okay, we're ready for it's that Hulk Hogan.
Yeah,
we talked about
Hogan
when they're
95,
chanting.
Yeah.
When we're chanting boring, that's different.
Yeah, exactly.
When they're chanting, you can't rustle at Flambingo?
Fandango, fuck yourself.
That was it. When they're chanting that at him, it's okay because it's like the old thing. Well, at least they're chanting something. They care enough to chant something.
That's right.
Right? But when they're chanting boring at Cena at this stage,
yeah,
that means a whole different thing.
No, it does. And I think that, like you said, it's not Cena sucks. It's not let's go Cena sucks. Right, boring is a, you know, a heartfelt, legitimate, in the moment reaction to this guy.
But again, I've always said this, and I still do think this. It could be the right time to turn Cena as far as the crowd, and you said this too. As far as the crowd, you know, being ready for it, the crowd that wants to boo him. But they also need that next guy who could step in and sell T-shirts to the kids.
Sure.
And I don't see the kids' hero there. Rey Mysterio could have filled that void till somebody comes around, but he can't now.
But he can't now.
Sheamus is maybe the next closest kids hero.
I guess.
Yeah,
for the kids. I mean, there's a
with the way they've done him, and so that's one. That's a big deal. There has to be somebody. They don't want to piss on that, even though that is a small percentage of the audience, despite what they say.
Yeah.
Most of the audience is over 40 of that.
Yeah.
But despite what they say, that they're a show for kids, and that's who's watching. There is enough kids going, especially the house shows and those type of things, that you don't, if you're going to take away their hero,
yeah,
you have to give them somebody else that they can believe in.
The closest thing I think that they have right now is it's
Ryback isn't
it's pretty high pitched, those Feed Me More chants, though.
I don't think his personality.
I'll give you, if we're going to go in, and this is to a much,
but it is, you're right,
much lesser degree. Mm-hmm. But if Cena is Hogan, Ryback's Warrior. In terms of...
and that didn't work.
Kid reaction. No, that didn't
now,
work. Right back
again,
work.
If you, the right push to Dan O'Brien, maybe he could be that guy.
With the gold face and the yes, yeah, you're right. He could. I mean, you put him up against a bear.
He's wrestled one already.
That's true. So then he could have the rematch, right?
Yeah. He barely escaped alive, though.
Mm-hmm.
This is absolutely embarrassing.
Oh, it was, yeah. That was embarrassing.
Yeah.
But I think... Yeah, I think now, I mean, now for me is, again, once again, as we talk about, there's certain times, I think, I've always thought that WrestleMania is a time to turn Cena. It's been different WrestleManias now, but I always thought that's your big stage.
So if you're going to do it, though, I think Sheamus might be, Sheamus and Daniel Bryan, you have to give those kids, because those kids, you don't want them so pissed off and so hurt that they stop watching.
But I think
that's not good for the company.
No, well, that's true, too. But I think you've got...
Because that is partially what happened when Austin turns. You have to do it right. You have to learn from that.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Is Austin the only one... Is the only person in the history of wrestling that got more entertaining and lost more fans?
Yeah, you know, yeah.
Because that was like the height of when I was...
That was when he started doing the walk.
Jimmy Crack Corn. And
exactly.
I won Olympic gold.
Yeah.
But no one...
Great shit.
Yeah, but bad for business.
But bad for business. Well, funny doesn't equal money.
No, that's true. But great shit.
Yeah.
I just think that, yeah, that's the thing. We also should mention that The Miz is winning the Intercontinental title over
yes,
Wade Barrett
is.
On the pre-show.
Yeah.
A cocksucking motherfuck. But
Wade Barrett?
I understand you switch a title on a pre-show. You know what I mean? Like, that's the...
Yeah.
The deal. So, and then, I mean, hell, I could see then Miz, his first challenger, be the still undefeated Fandango.
It's possible. Possible. But, I mean, again, let's look at Miz is winning, that's one baby face. Tons of Funk, that's two baby faces.
Yeah. Hell no, you didn't say hell no.
No, I believe hell no loses, but if hell no wins, and I think the odds are hell no wins, and that's three.
Undertaker.
That's four.
Hunter.
Hunter's five.
Ryback.
That's six.
That's probably about it.
So then
you got Alberto Del Rio, maybe? But I don't know.
So that's Alberto Del Rio probably is winning, yeah.
Okay.
So that's seven. So basically you'd have Fandango and the heel John Cena.
Fandango, Hell No, or sorry, Fandango, Big E, and Ziggy.
If they
and,
win.
And The Shield.
The Shield, okay, basically. But of these...
You are largely dominating babyface wins.
The only
on
the one
field
who is
the
probably...
Year.
Yeah, the only one who's a true heel, to, probably to that crowd that night, in many ways.
Fandango.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and that's not so unusual for WrestleMania, where they want more than... They always love to send you home happy. They're really, really concerned. That's why the babyface guy always won the championship
yeah.
on that night, in the last match.
Mm-hmm.
They want to send you home happy, so it's not so unusual.
It wasn't even that they won
but
the
this
title,
is a little bit too
title.
Skewed. This is a little bit too skewed to me for babyfaces, so I think you do have to keep that in mind.
Yeah, well, that's it exactly. So, I mean, if we got the Shield, you know, well, I mean, do you count Alberto Del Rio? Sure, but if Ziggler leaves with the belt, right? Okay,
yeah.
Maybe I give that heel out of that match. Maybe a heel.
It sort of is, but it sort of isn't.
Because
he won't be healed that night.
Well, that's true, too, but...
You know, it's same with John Cena. Will be a heel that night,
Shield,
but he isn't a heel.
I don't think the Shield will be heels, really, either.
Exactly.
Then, you know, so
exactly. Only true Shield will be Fandango.
But Ryback will be a heel, and he'll win to the crowd.
I don't know how much of a heel he'll be, just because I don't think people love Mark Henry.
Triple H will be a heel to the crowd and win.
No, I don't think so. I don't think... Brock will have a few fans, but I'd say it'll be 70-30
well,
Triple H.
Cena will be a heel.
Cena will definitely be a heel, but he isn't a heel still.
No, that's right.
So.
But Cody's mustache will be over huge. And he'll
yes.
and he'll lose, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so, again, I mean, this is a unique crowd. So you can't go by crowd reaction to say, you know, who's
no,
winning or losing. But
essentially, but we're just seeing a lot of baby faces, I think. And even of those, probably the most of a lock of all of them, is Fandango. And even then,
oh.
I think, like I say, Jericho's going to win. But the most of a lock, probably, if you're looking at the betting odds, and you can actually bet on this.
I know.
But if you're looking at them, would be Fandango as far as betting odds. I mean, even if you're looking, I could definitely see the Shield even losing, even though I don't think they will. It's possible. So.
Well, yeah. I mean,
not a lock.
Well, nothing's a lock, right? I mean, it's Vince changes his mind all the time,
yeah.
right? So. But anyway, we're going to watch WrestleMania on Sunday at
yeah.
The Golden Crusted Palace and the Silver Encrusted Palace of Shea Moe.
Cockroach.
What did you call me?
I'm not allowed to call you an asshole.
It's true, because I'm not. Not in 2013.
How about 2014? What's going to happen?
Hmm? I haven't decided yet.
All right.
It depends if I get knighted. But
I think is that it?
Yeah, that's going to do. Yeah, that's
yeah, okay.
It. So we talked about Miz again. And
there was one question we got on Twitter, remember?
No.
About Liam. I think it was on Twitter.
Really?
Or maybe it was an email. He asked us, Liam wanted to know, why does Molly Holly get so much heat?
Oh, right. I forgot about this. She doesn't.
Oh. I thought it was because she was a bitch.
Yeah, well, that's what Kevin Nash said.
Hmm. All right.
Yeah. But, yeah.
We're OUT then.
We are. We'll be back after WrestleMania on Sunday with a reaction to what the fuck happens at WrestleMania, if anything. And
we'll be tweeting out probably.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll be on a Twitter day, the Twitter machine,
yeah.
doing the that. So it's going to be an exciting week for the people in the Northeast. Enjoy, you know, the 70,000 billion shows between the Ring of Honor and the Dragon Gate USAs and Evolve
Convention.
And Shimmer and Kaiju Big Battles and WrestleMania All Access and all that shit,
yeah.
you know. And yeah, the wrestling conventions and, oh, God, it's going to be crazy.
There was one other thing that did happen. I don't know if you do want to talk about it or not. I don't know if you listened to it, the release of the 911 call.
I didn't hear it, no.
Okay, I didn't either. I wouldn't touch it. So
yeah, I didn't.
Enough said on that, then.
It sounded horrific, though.
Yeah.
You know, just Rick finding his son, right? So
yeah.
Rick, of course, canceled all his WrestleMania
course,
things,
yeah.
and then, of course, and
you know.
Completely understandable. So
yeah.
this will be a tough one for him, I think.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting for see what had to watch, you know, Ric Flair from here on out.
Yeah.
It's going to be a different Ric Flair.
I don't know that it will.
So
that's I hope it is.
Yeah.
That's the problem. So,
but we'll end on that happy note.
Yeah, no shit.
Sunday.
Way to fucking bring down the
Sunday,
room there,
you're the
Eddie.
One that brought it up.
No.
Sunday, we were going to be back with the WrestleMania.
After we go to church.
So. Fuck that.
We're done saying our prayers, taking
our
vitamins,
and drinking our milk.
We'll watch WrestleMania.
Yes.
And record a show.
And record a fucking show. And 5 hours of WrestleMania in this show. That'd be great.
That's why we're not doing a live audio commentary.
God, no. God, no.
We're going to watch it in 3D, though, right? Or maybe that's just when Caitlin's on.
Maybe.
But no matter what, even if we watch it on my 3D TV when AJ's on, it won't be 3D.
No, no. Still be. But also,
two, maybe one.
When Brodus is on,
be 7D.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Funk is on his rolls.
Mm-hmm.
But so what are we? We're on Twitter.
We are
at We Talk Wrestling.
Yeah.
We're on Stitcher.
Yes.
Yes. We're on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
People can like us and rate us and subscribe.
On Facebook.
So we are on Facebook. You can like our Facebook page, facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling.
More of Addy's talking about the WrestleMania card, writing down some thoughts and predictions and whatever is there. Before WrestleMania, I will have a blog up.
Really?
Yeah.
WrestleMania 29?
No.
Oh.
WrestleMania 30.
WrestleMania 30, okay. Or just the WrestleMania.
At the WrestleMania.
At the WrestleMania. What's going to happen at the WrestleMania? Yes, Addy's WrestleMania predictions is up on WeTalkWrestling.com.
Did you
say
we're on Stitcher?
We are on Stitcher, yes.
I hear that's great.
I hear that's great, too. WeTalkWrestling.com, of course, the website there. So, as I said, Addy's WrestleMania 29 predictions, a little more detail, perhaps, or at least succinct and all there. So, because we kind of jump all over the place sometimes. And that's going to do it. So, in the meantime, and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
Seriously, what the fuck is a pacer?
3D boobs.